ocean. All I know is the world looks beautiful. The world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt.
Hello.
That day.
Hello, welcome to You Are Being Unreasonable, a podcast about people being unreasonable on mumsnet.com.
It's a pretty blustery day outside.
It's a very blustery day outside.
Pooh's blustery day, and it's blowing opinions hither and thither on the internet, and they're all coalescing in a big vortex in Mumsnet.
That's good. I admire your commitment to doing a topical intro, even though we record 5 days before we release. And therefore, all of our topical bits just sort of fall apart anyway.
Well, hopefully it's still blustery when this comes out.
I hope not.
Real blustery.
I have a fringe. Why will no one think of my needs?
The victims of the bluster. The fringe have us.
It's true. Should we do a speed round?
Yeah.
Am I being unreasonable about this money?
Yeah, usually.
Am I being unreasonable? Brother's wedding. Kid uninvited.
Just the kid. Just the one kid.
If it's your own kid and you describe them as kid, it doesn't sound like you want them there. Am I being unreasonable? What should I do?
It's broad, but quit your job and go and live in Paris, I guess.
And am I being unreasonable to think six-month-olds don't talk?
No. I mean, these are facts. Am I being unreasonable to think fish don't fly?
No.
Apart from flying fish, famously.
Yeah, so what about the kid in Look Who's Talking? That was a baby, wasn't it?
That kid wasn't talking. That name was a complete misnomer.
I haven't seen because... it because it sounded rubbish because I thought it was about a talking baby.
No, you hear the baby's thoughts, and the baby's thoughts are voiced by Bruce Willis.
Oh no, I'm glad I've never seen it. Oh.
Yeah, you also see the first 5 minutes of the film is a talking sperm heading towards a talking egg.
No.
We should at least watch the first 5 minutes.
No. Let's do a thread. Creeped out or am I being unreasonable? I am home alone for half of each month with baby DC as DH works away. DC has been sick, so I've been cleaning like crazy. So rather than the normal one bin bag, I had 7 plus some smaller ones. I put them out this afternoon onto my drive beside the car. It's been stormy and wet here all day. Now DC asleep and I've just been to add to the recycling boxes and someone has taken every single bag. To do this they'd have to squeeze past my car. I saw my neighbour over the wall as I came back in. She heard my side gate and came to check no one was breaking in. I asked her but she didn't know as bin men come tomorrow. This has happened at least once before in the 3 years that we have lived here. DH is not due back until tomorrow. Am I being unreasonable to be creeped out? Rational explanations, please.
I think the rational explanation is a wolfman took the bin bags.
Tell me more.
Wolfmen love bin bags.
Famously.
Famously. And need them for warmth.
Are they very good at sneaking past cars?
Real good.
Oh.
Think at how a wolf would sneak past a car. Now think about how a man would sneak past a car. Now think about how a wolf man would sneak past a car.
It sounds like a shit show.
Just scraping the side of the car with the coarse fur.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bending back the wing mirror.
Yeah, I don't...
Howling. Who's the most well-known wolfman in popular culture? Seth Green's character from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was very slender. He could squeeze past a car.
Do you think Seth Green has stolen her bins?
I think Seth Green took the bin bags.
I don't know how much he's worked since, you know, the early noughties, but I'm sure that he's got other stuff to do.
He does that show Robot Chicken with the little dolls.
Oh,
doing skits.
Good.
So maybe he took all this stuff to, you know, make his little skits.
How embarrassing would it be if you were watching little skits and you realised it was all of your rubbish? You're like, oh no, oh.
Seth Green took them and he's making little skits with them.
Oh, they can see all the individual wrappers from the processed cheese slices that we've been nibbling. Oh. Don't want someone going through your bins.
No, it would be embarrassing if someone looked at all the individual wrappers from cheese slices in our bin.
Well, I was just giving an example. Now, that would be embarrassing, though, because that's plastics, and the plastic police are, you know, the bane of my existence.
Maybe this was the plastic police.
Do you think someone's turned up? They've snuck past their car, and in a desperate attempt to shame her, they've taken 7 bin bags away to do some investigations.
It's like a vigilante recycler.
Can I just say, I've just noticed that this person's username is creepy or am I being unreasonable, which is probably just for this post, but I want to believe that they've got a whole series of posts. Every time they post, they're like, creepy or am I being unreasonable, like a listicle.
I thought I had more ketchup in the bottle when I went to use it, but it was almost empty. Creepy or am I being unreasonable? I went to turn on the shower, but only cold water came out. The boiler's working. Creepy or am I being unreasonable?
Exactly. The DC's been sick, so now there's 7 bags of rubbish. Was this baby sick?
In the bag.
That'd make more sense than a baby being sick on 7 bags worth of stuff that could all just be thrown out and not cleaned up. Blah, like the baby, like the kid from The Exorcist, but a baby.
Yeah, just sleeping on the bin bag, so you just scoop it up and then put it out. If these were bin bags full of sick, baby sick no less, this changes the whole question. Because I think neither a wolfman nor the plastic police want those.
It's been stormy and wet all day. Don't know why that's relevant.
I mean, we started the podcast saying it was blustery, so we're not really ones to judge.
You did that.
Yeah, I mean, between pointing out how stormy and wet it is and people moving bin bags, I related a lot with this question.
Were you passing by and you were like, there are 7 bin bags just sitting on that driveway. That's obscene. I'll just sneak in. And earlier on, I was walking back from yoga and Simon just appeared on the street and said my name. And I jumped out of my skin because he's so sneaky.
I didn't just appear on the street. I was walking down
like
the street.
Like an apparition.
You just didn't notice me.
Like an apparition with the bins.
No, but this is a call out for people in our building. They'll just leave bin bags by the bins rather than lift the bin lid and put the bin bags in. So I have to do it. So I'm the kind of person who would move 7 loose bin bags and put them in proper bins.
This is a call out for people in our building. Call out culture has gone too far.
Going to end up on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
This man was so brave.
So then the baby goes to sleep. And she goes out to put the recycling boxes out. So the 7 bags we know are not recycling. That is 7 bags for landfill.
Yes.
What a baddie. And then there's the recycling.
Get to clear out.
And then the neighbour came to see what was going on, to check no one was breaking in. Why would the neighbour check no one was breaking in?
Yeah, this implies that the neighbour saw someone or something.
Yeah, I think the neighbour is hiding something.
I don't think they're hiding something. I think they saw a person.
I think they're involved.
What, you think it's an inside job?
No, because the neighbour's
the DC and the neighbour working together.
The baby only pretended to be sick to distract the parents so that the neighbour could get in there and steal all the bin bags.
This is baby to the neighbour. The mum is out of the house. The mum is out of the house.
She does end by saying, am I being unreasonable to be creeped out? Rational explanations, please. So do you have any rational explanations? Because the thread do. Someone hoping to steal your identity. That's the only reason I can think of.
You don't need piles of people's crap to steal their identity. That's too much. That's too much commitment to the bit. That's 7 stealing someone's bin liars. Life. That's stealing someone's former life that they're now throwing away.
In that case, that life's like having up for grabs. All... Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Having the many, many wrappers from the processed cheese slices I eat does not equal my identity. I like to think I'm more than that.
Quite often where I live, anything left on the curb, so hang on, let me start that again. So someone's come along and it's very poorly written. I don't really know what's going on, but they think maybe it's travellers.
Oh, great.
So the racism crept in early.
Racism.
And then she said, oh, we do have a traveller settlement about 2 miles away. Because I'm sure that what the travelling community really want is to travel 2 miles to get 7 bags of baby sick and to do it unnoticed.
Look, man, this person doesn't want this stuff. It's gone. What's the problem? It's when it comes back that you have to worry about.
Oh, if it came back, that would be too creepy.
Yeah, when 3 months from now, the bin bags just end up turn up in the same place. That's creepy.
When they turn up and it's the content of the bin bags, but it's not in the same bin bags. It's the original content of the bin bags, but it's been presented in, like, just a really big trunk. Like, a trunk gets delivered, and you open it up.
You'd have to spread out everything in the bin bags to make sure there's nothing extra.
Yeah.
Or to see what's been lost.
Yeah.
Because there'll just be, like, a human toe in there or something.
People seem convinced that these bags have been stolen and they've been done by some sort of bad actor.
I don't think it's theft if you didn't want it.
I really don't think it's theft at all. And also, I would put money on the fact that they probably don't have to squeeze past the car that much and someone thought they were being helpful. Am I being unreasonable? Couples who do absolutely everything together. Not so much an am I being unreasonable, as obviously it's up to them, but I must admit I'm slightly miffed by this. I know a few couples like this. One, for example, that go to the GP together. A couple, parents, in my DS's class appear to be joined at the hip. They do pickups together. There was a class meeting recently where, due to space, it was requested that only one parent attend, and of course they both came. DS had a playdate at their house, and both came to the door to meet me. I reciprocated recently, and both came to the door to collect their DS. A friend got married abroad, did a girls' day at her house to show the video, and one woman brought her partner, because it would be more fun. Again, this is light-hearted, and I don't think there are any social anxiety, ASD, DV issues going on. The women concerned just seem to want their partners there all the time.
Let's role-play the two parents, the couple coming to the door to meet the son coming over for the playdate.
So are we both being the parents?
Yeah, so they come to the door. Welcome to the playdate.
Your son will be down stairs soon.
How did he commit to stairs? See, we can't do it because we're not a couple who do everything together.
No.
We do a podcast together.
But this podcast is not everything.
No.
Imagine if it were. Imagine if this was all we did. If we only put out one in every 40 episodes we recorded, because all we do is constantly make podcasts together.
Yeah, when we recorded this, it was a blustery day a year ago, because we have a backlog. No, we don't do everything together.
No.
No.
I don't go sneaking around picking up bins, for example. That's a hobby that I leave you to do alone.
Yeah, we did go to Sainsbury's together earlier for no reason, to spend time together.
That is true. That was after you made me jump. I was on the back foot, you'd make me jump, and so I just came to Sainsbury's in a panic. And I got you to buy me a lemon, so score. Wouldn't have had that lemon if I hadn't come. Impulse buy.
Impulse buy lemons.
You're going to edit this out.
Nope.
Imagine going into the GP together. That's odd, but what's more odd is that other people know this. So they obviously have just been going around like, oh yeah, do you remember when we were at the GP the other day, darling? Oh yeah, yeah, when we were both in the appointment and it wasn't an emergency, my love. Yeah. How do people know this level of detail? The fact they go into the GP together is only part of what's weird here.
Yeah.
But what I still think is weirder is that he's gone in with his person and they've told people about it. That's what's weird.
Hmm.
Do they assume that everyone goes into the appointment together and they're like, oh, you know when you're at the doctor's appointment together? And everyone's like, no.
I have no secrets from my wife.
That is a thing that comes up a lot on Mum's Net. People think that being together all the time and having no boundaries is the mark of a healthy relationship. And they're like, obviously I know all of DH's passwords and we never go anywhere together because I trust him so much. Like, what? What are you on about, love?
Chill out. I don't have room in my brain for all my stuff, let alone all my stuff and your stuff.
Yeah, and my stuff's very chaotic stuff. You don't need that in there.
Oh.
There'd be no way of taking all of my thoughts
all
and then
stuff.
Reorganising them into the filing system that your mind works in. They're just kind of like a loose bag in my head.
It's like a loose bag of taters and
yeah,
opinions on the backstop.
Reminiscences about pretty dresses I used to own when I was thinner. That sort of thing. Right, so she says, oh, you know, obviously it's up to them, but I'm slightly miffed. Slightly miffed seems a little strong. Miffed is one of those words as well that really could be anywhere between a little bit like raising an eyebrow and being absolutely fuming inside, depending on who's using it.
Bringing your partner along to a girl's day isn't really on.
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, unless the partner is a girl, but still, she would need to be invited.
Yeah, I think that's the point at which it becomes weird and unreasonable. I think, like, if you go to a house that a couple live in and they both come to the door to say hey, I don't think that's that unusual, really. I think that might be that they're like, oh, we should both just say hello rather than one of us say hello and then the other one steadfastly ignore the person.
Yeah.
I don't think that's particularly weird at all. And if they've both gone for the pickup, maybe they've been together. Maybe they're like, oh, if so-and-so's having a play date, we could have a little date. Then rather than one of them leave the date early to go home separately so that only one of them picks up the kid, maybe they're together. All this, I think, is just someone being a bit judgy and everyone lives their lives differently. But it is definitely crossing a line to take your husband to a girl's day because it'll be more fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine, bring people. I'm all for, like, the more the merrier. But... when someone just brings one random person, you get there and they're like, oh, can we just wait for so-and-so? Like, no one told me they were coming. And now, because inevitably the person that has been invited without anyone warning me is late, and lateness is abhorrent. Sometimes when I'm out with people, like friends who know you, they'll say, oh, like, where's Simon today? As if they expected you to be there. And I'm like, well, as that was never discussed as part of the plan, and I think he's quite happy to have some peace and quiet and watch a film on the projector. He's at home. Like, oh, okay. People seem a bit worried, like,
Everything okay in the marriage?
You're not getting a secret divorce, are you? Just because you're going to be out for 3 or 4 hours without him now. People do sometimes seem a bit weirded out by it. These will be the people who one day will bring their husbands to girls' days. And that'll be the point where I stop seeing them all together.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. I don't have... Am I being unreasonable? Urgent advice, re-phones abroad needed. Suspicions, re-DH.
Dun dun dun.
Hi. DH flew to European city today with work. Not too unusual to happen, but some things have got me thinking. One. He bought new trainers, coat, and had haircut yesterday. 2. He texted me to say not to tag him on Facebook, as some people at work were saying this trip was a jolly. I rarely post on Facebook and probably tag him 2 or 3 times a year for holiday photos, so this seemed a really odd request. 3. I missed a call from him, so I rang back from my mobile. His number is saved without the international dialing number in my phone, and it rang as normal, i.e. not the abroad ringtone I was expecting. Does this mean he isn't on mainland Europe? I said I would call back. Is there a way of doing this that means I could establish where he is? Hope that makes sense. Thanks in advance. One of my favourite things on Mum's Net is when people play detective over situations that seem fine. Even situations that don't seem fine. But Mum's Net detective work is one of my favourite things about this whole website.
He bought new trainers, a coat, and had a haircut. I had a haircut this week. I
can't believe you're cheating on me.
And I'm going away next week.
Oh no.
Without you, because we're not joined at the hip.
Wow.
I'm going away to Scotland with some friends.
Alright, just having a brag.
But I had a haircut, so I'm having an affair.
Yeah, but you haven't bought a new coat or new trainers in all the years I've known you.
Harsh. Harsh and unfair.
You did
buy... I kept my trainers from the bin bags left outside, just like everyone else.
You did wear that new coat a few months ago. Which I think did come from the bin bags. We were at the train station in the morning. And Simon suddenly looked really perturbed. And I said, what's wrong? And he looked down and said, this isn't my coat. And it wasn't. It was just a coat.
It must have been a coat that I'd forgotten that I owned. And when winter came, I took it out thinking it was my winter coat. But it's not my winter coat. It's too bulky for that.
If it's not your winter coat, then what is it?
Just another coat.
She didn't recognise it. Did you reach into the pocket and find an ID belonging to the previous poster? a piece of ID with some baby sick on it.
Anyway.
Right, then he says not to tag him on Facebook, as some people at work were saying this trip was a jolly.
Missing tag DH, because he's at work trip.
Wish I was on a jolly with at DH. That's what. Next time you're doing any sort of work thing, I'm going to tag you on Facebook.
Which when I'm just in work on Monday.
Yeah. I'm going to relentlessly tag you on Facebook. Wish I was on a jolly, like, and then tag you.
I wonder if the DH said, I'm going to European City today with work. Because, you know, for the next few months at least, that could be Newcastle. Newcastle's a European city.
We'll get on to this, but she is a bit sketchy about saying where it is, and there is some uncertainty as to whether or not she knows which city it is.
Hmm.
There are lots of things about this that are odd, but very few of them are the things that she mentions in the post.
I mean, the smoking gun, trainers, coat, haircut, this is nothing. Mm. Facebook, bit odd, but nothing. The smoking gun is the lack of international dial tone when she called his mobile.
Yeah.
But however, is that a smoking gun?
I don't think it is.
Do you get... What dial tone do you get when you call a British phone in mainland Europe?
I think it depends on which international network it's connected to.
Yeah, I don't think this is the big thing that they think it is.
Like, I think if you connect to a network that exists in the country that you're in, but not in the UK, then you'll get the international dial tone. But if you connect to, like, O2 Germany, then I think you'll probably just get the normal tone.
I think it might have all changed recently anyway, when they sorted out sort of data roaming and calls abroad in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
When the new EU regulations came in place.
It just seems like such an odd thing to be so focused on. There was... Right, so when I was about 16, 17, I knew this idiot boy. Absolute idiot. And, like, so for the 4 months, 5 months, whatever that I knew him, he was reading the same Dan Brown book consistently, and it wasn't even the famous one, it was a different Dan Brown book. And then he told me he was going to France for the day, and then he phoned me from France saying that somebody had drowned, and I was like, what the hell is going on? It was really odd, and it was a bit panic-inducing. Anyway, as it transpired, nobody had drowned, it was a funny joke, and he was in Southend. And then when I was like, that wasn't very funny, why did you do that?
Yeah,
he was like, oh, when you called back, why didn't you notice that it wasn't the normal French dial tone? And I was like, well, I was a bit concerned because you told me somebody had drowned. I don't know. But I feel like that's the calibre of person who gets hit up about dial tones. The sort who would pretend to go to France but go to Southend, and who would take over 6 months to read not even the most famous Dan Brown book.
Simultaneously details focused and dumb.
Yeah. Is there a way of doing this that means I could establish where he is? Have you thought about asking where he is?
Just be one of those couples who does everything together. That's the solution.
Yeah, I guess so. So there's quite a lot of odd bits that come up in the thread with this. So let's have a look at the thread. So people are really fixated on the saved number thing. They think that whether it's a saved number or not makes a difference. I don't see how or why it would make a difference if it's saved or not saved. What are you on about? Then someone's, like, people are saying call from a landline, and they think that'll be different. And then there's just post after post where people have phonetically explained what they think the various ringtones sound like. So let's have a look at these. So there's derp, which is spelt D, 4 U's, 3 R's and 3 P's. That's the international dial tone.
Just a long derp.
Derp, yeah.
Derp.
There's one somewhere that says that the international dial tone is bleep, space, bleep.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
What country is he supposed to be in? Maybe one of us can tell you something very specific for him to bring you back that he could only get there. Oh, yeah, send him on a scavenger hunt. If you think he's having an affair, he probably just needs a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, that time I went to Budapest, and Hungary is famous for its paprika. So I'll buy you back some paprika.
Oh no, is that to throw me off the scent of the affair?
Yeah, mate, you can get paprika everywhere.
And then a lot of people are saying that it's, like, unacceptable that he hasn't told her the name of the hotel. But when you go away for business, I don't ask you the name of the hotel. Sometimes you tell me over the course of a thing. If it's like a fancy hotel and it's a chain and you're like, here's a picture. It's the, whatever, Sheraton or something. That's not particularly fancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, If you're going away for work, I'd be like, okay, love you, bye, have a nice time. I wouldn't be like, you need to give me all the details of the hotel. It's unacceptable if you don't. And then, this is the other big feature, is people saying that it doesn't make any sense why he would need trainers for a work trip, because he'll need to be wearing work clothes. As if they think that he's going to just be wandering around in a suit and proper shoes all the time. Like,
it's weird.
From the moment he gets up to the moment he goes to bed.
I don't wear a suit at work, and I wear trainers.
Yeah, but they all seem to think that the trainers are the smoking gun. Like, haha, gotcha. You wouldn't wear trainers on a work trip, so he's definitely having an affair.
None of this also, is a smoking gun. There's no smoking gun. I don't even think there's a gun.
Well, I will concede that you might not wear trainers on a work trip. Would you wear trainers to pool? I can't imagine anyone being like, you know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to get with that guy, but he had new trainers.
You get some new shoes on. Suddenly everything was right, if you know what I mean.
Essentially, what happens is the whole thread go on and on and on about whether the ringtone does or does not mean anything. And then someone comes along and says, why would anyone have sex with a man who owned trainers? Which is a really weird thing to say. It's like you're trying to sound like you're really like important and snobby and you've got such values. But also trainers are for exercise, so good to know that you don't find men who ever do any exercise attractive. Interesting take.
Burp.
Beep, space, beep. Beep, space, beep. Am I being unreasonable to wonder if DC are easier if you already have pets? I read the thread on all the things that are bad about being a mum. A lot of the things on there are my life now. Lack of spontaneity with trips as we constantly have to think about the cats, even down to a spontaneous night out after work. Being woken up at 6 a.m. and every other blooming day of the week, the constantness of things, scoop litter trays, feeding, playing with them, etc. Having DC is bloody hard, but am I being unreasonable to think that maybe the transition might be just a tad easier if you already have pets such as cats or dogs?
I want to talk about grammar and use of words.
Go on.
Because am I being unreasonable to wonder if DC are easier if you already have pets has the implication that DC are pets. That's the implication of using the word already in that sentence. You need to think about word placement and choice. Am I being unreasonable to wonder if DC are easier if you have had pets is what you want to say.
No, but that sounds like you have to wait for your pets to either die or leave home before you can have DC.
DC are not pets. DC are children.
I think it's also important just to highlight the other salient point here, which is that pets are not DC.
Yeah. Now, I don't have children, as you know, Hills.
Just as well.
But I do have pets.
Yeah.
We have two wonderful boys who are cats.
They are very much cats.
Yeah.
And that's how I hope they remain.
Yeah, and I think they're a good deal less responsibility than children. I hope.
What on earth are they thinking? A lot of the things on there are my life now. A lack of spontaneity, blah, 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 being woken up at 6 a.m. Right, the cats sometimes shout at us at 6 a.m. and then we have to get up and open the door, but then usually it's fine.
It's broadly equivalent to a baby coming and knocking on our door at 5 a.m. Bloody babies.
Yeah, a baby that can get up, knock on the door at 5 a.m, then you let the baby in, and then the baby just comes and sleeps on a little stool near the bed, and you go back to sleep. That's not how babies work.
No.
And, oh, the constantness of things. Scoop the litter trays.
Let's go through them. Scoop the litter trays. So, we do scoop the litter trays, but fortunately the boys do poo in a box designed for it, rather than anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah. And
like babies.
As a rule, you know, you scoop the litter tray a couple of times a day. I'm pretty sure that you have to change nappies all the time.
And then clean the bum. The cats clean their own bums.
They do. They do.
Good, good boys.
Sometimes they come and sit in front of us to do it, and that's unfortunate. But I'd rather that than us have to clean their bums.
Feeding.
How often do you have to feed cats? We feed the cats twice a day.
Yeah, and, you know, for some babies this involves quite painful lactation processes.
Yeah.
We don't have to lactate.
No.
We don't have to. We choose to.
That's how the cats like it.
Yeah.
Playing with them, etc.
We do play with the boys.
Playing with them is fun.
Yeah.
You can play with a cat more easily than you can play with a baby, I think. Like, you can pick a cat up and shout in its face, "You're a fluffy," and then wave it around. But if you did that to a baby, social services would get involved.
They would. You should be concerned if your baby's a fluffy anyway.
I'm not here to baby shame. What if someone has a baby who is indeed a fluffy?
I was talking to a friend about babies and their hairiness. Because some babies come out with hair, and then all the hair falls off.
Yeah.
I mean, just on their head, not over their entire body.
Yeah, they're not a fluffy.
No. And then the hair falls off. And like, what do you do with that hair? Do you keep it for sentimental reasons?
You're always bringing up this sort of thing.
I'm always worried about keeping things for babies for sentimental reasons.
Yeah, you are. Like, I feel like if we had a baby, you'd have like a really horrible filing cabinet of woe that was just like teeth and hair and nail clippings and umbilical cords.
Yeah, and then one day, when I've gone on a suspicious work trip, you put it all in bin bags and leave it outside. Someone takes it, clones our baby, then there's two babies. Nightmare.
I hadn't realised there was a thread called All the Things That Are Bad About Being a Mum. But as there's not a thread called All the Things That Are Bad About Having a Cat, I suspect that being a mum is considerably harder than having a cat. That would be my guess.
I think so. Mm. And that is ostensibly the purpose of Mumsnet, you know, quite apart from the transphobia and the am I being unreasonable stuff.
Mm.
There's a whole wealth of Mumsnet that is devoted to actual parenting questions
there
and discussion.
There is, yeah.
And we don't tread on those toes because, you know, we're not parents and we're not here to laugh at you.
No. Do you know what else there is on Mumsnet? And I think I feel a special in the pipeline. A whole board called Preppers.
Wow. For apocalypses?
Yeah, there's a Preppers board.
Crikey.
Maybe we'll have a little look at that to put out in a down week. Do you feel like prepping for the apocalypse is easier if you've already prepped for having cats?
Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah.
We didn't really prep for having cats. We just got them one afternoon.
Yeah.
I thought we should have
That's
done
gonna
all
That's
going
to be my approach to the apocalypse as well. Didn't really prep for the apocalypse, we just got it one afternoon.
Just happened.
Yeah. Should we hear from the thread?
Yes.
Unless you worry for the rest of their lives about educating your pets, someone hurting them when you're not there, worrying that social services will be called if you leave them for 20 minutes at 8 years old, wonder whether a lack of vegetables at age 3 might raise their risk of cancer at age 33,
goodness,
or you're constantly feeling judged when your cat has a tantrum in Tesco because the brioche was out of stock, or you weigh up whether it's worth risking a fine to take a 2-week holiday in June, or whether a child's vague stomachache at 7 p.m. keeps you up all night, blah, 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 blah. Basically, they're saying it's very
different. It's harder to raise children than cats.
And someone's come along and said, I think you might be right. We had a very active and spontaneous social life. Lots of travelling at the drop of a hat. Thought nothing of finishing work and driving across the country to meet up with friends and either crashing on someone's floor or sleeping in the van. Didn't want children and really couldn't see how they would fit into our life. Then we adopted a very tiny and very sick stray kitten. We spent weeks getting up every 2 hours to feed him and give him his medicine. We took turns taking leave and then working from home to look after him. By the time he'd grown into the most glorious long-haired black... The weird subtext of this is that they got a cat that kind of ruined all their plans, and then they were like, oh, fuck it, we've come this far.
Let's have a baby.
Should we just have a baby?
Have a baby then, shall we?
Yeah.
Crack like, on.
Just... Ugh. No. I think this is one of the worst takes I've ever seen on Mumsnet, and this is the board that brought us screaming at the Sistine Chapel, serving oven chips as a starter, and giving votes to children. And I think,
based on this, I think we should give votes to cats.
We should give votes to cats, because that would help them prepare for when they have children.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, bad take. Put it in the bad take machine.
This is the bad take machine. This website is the bad take machine.
This podcast is the bad take machine. No, bad. Unreasonable.
Very good. Should we do one more speed round?
Yeah.
Am I being unreasonable? Read the full thread!
We do. We always do.
Am I being unreasonable? What's the difference between an emotional affair?
And?
Well, am I being unreasonable? To wonder what the fuck is going on in the flat upstairs.
No, I always do. And at the bins.
Am I being unreasonable? Let's play Why Do You Have a Cob On? Who would win?
What's a cob?
Why do you have a cob on, I think, is like, why are you angry?
Oh, I thought it was a euphemism for an erection.
And then let me just find the best one. Am I being unreasonable? Rhetoric. Rhetoric. Rhetoric.
No, rhetoric's, you know, part of life.
Yeah, that one, the gist of it was actually people were putting the stress in the wrong parts of words, but because of the way it's written, I really thought it was just someone chanting for rhetoric.
More rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
I think we've got quite enough rhetoric with all this Brexit shenanigans. Political.
That was some good material.
I could be on Have I Got News For You.
Yeah, you could, because...
BBC producers, give me a call.
The standards for being on Have I Got News For You are much lower if you're a white man, it's true. You don't need to be that good.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Hit me up. So thanks for listening. If you want to hit me up for your podcast or panel show, Tech Avail.
Cool.
I just wanted to thank some of the people who got in touch with us this week. Dan said that Helen's mum's net voice gives him life, which is nice.
That is nice. That's nice, Dan.
The Improv London podcast was very nice about our Harry Potter special that we put out.
Thanks, Improv London.
Thanks for listening.
Right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day. When I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.